Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the holy ones and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. Through him, the whole structure is held together and grows into a temple sacred in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Verbum Domini.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi Domine.
Jesus went up the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who is called a Zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor.
Verbum Domini.
In the 1950 movie classic, The Flowers of St. Francis by Roberto Rossellini, not very much based on historical fact, but it's another story. Brother Juniper decides he wants to go and to save souls by preaching the gospel. And St. Francis allows that only after telling him that he must say first, "Talk, talk, talk, but I accomplish little." And after Juniper is abducted by a band of marauders, he comes to realize that it's more by deeds than by words that souls are won. And in the end, he comes to convert the tyrant Nicolau by his humility, and their siege on Viterbo is called off. So by Juniper's example of humility, peace is restored. Jesus calls and creates apostles of peace in every age. And he tells his apostles to proclaim that the kingdom of heaven, where the Lord of the harvest is king, and the reign of the Prince of Peace is at hand. And the sign of this kingdom is something miraculous, the cure of the sick, the raising of the dead, the cleansing of lepers, the driving out of demons. And it's shocking, really, for no man, no woman on their own can do this. Jesus has brought something new. He's the Prince of Peace who gives without cost, who transforms through his grace to join to his own peace, his own meekness as the Son of God, his disciples, and his apostles. Christ tells those he sends out to grant peace to every house they enter, to say first peace to this house. And this is something more than a mere human tranquility of mind or not fighting exteriorly. But for those who are willing to trust in Jesus, to give up the security of gold, silver, copper, clothing, even sandals and a walking stick, those who are less, so that Jesus may be more, like John the Baptist, these men and women sent by Jesus prepare the way of peace in the world. They bear the gift of peace to those who receive them, and the word that they bring from the Lord. Like Jesus, St. Francis sent his brothers out. And he says that when the brothers go through the world, let them take nothing for the journey, neither knapsack or purse, nor bread, nor money, nor walking stick. In whatever house they enter, let them first say, "Peace to this house." He says, let them be meek, peaceable, modest, gentle, and humble, speaking courteously to everyone as is becoming. And further, he says in the Testament that the Lord revealed to him this greeting, that we should say, "May the Lord give you peace." And he tells them to bear in sufferings in peace, to bear with those who are sick, with those who are weighed down, bear it in peace, for its reward will be great. And truly, this is what our Lord said: blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God, daughters of God, children of God. In the prophet Hosea, we hear the Lord tell of his great love, and the love that he showed to Israel, calling him out of Egypt, out of sin, drawing them with human cords, with bands of love. Only God can give us the peace that we need, the peace we desire. And the peace of God surpasses all understanding. Even though some will reject him, some will reject us, Jesus bears forth in us the gospel of peace, and this gospel must be proclaimed. To the person who is worthy, whose heart is ready to accept the way of Jesus, the peace of Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit lives in them. The peace of Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit is proclaimed to us. We do this right before we receive Holy Communion in that last addition to the Our Father. When we speak directly to Jesus, you who have said, peace be with you, my peace I give you. That's not just a word or a nice thought. This is a bestowal, which in the reception of Holy Communion is, you know, his physical, peaceful presence is within us and transforms from the inside. So do not be afraid to proclaim the gospel of peace.